Hello and welcome to the Lowcroft Primary School podcast. We are so glad you have joined us for another episode. I'm Oscar.
I'm Oakley.
I'm Edward.
I'm Amelia.
And we'll be your hosts today, bringing you all the latest news, interviews and special shout-outs from around our amazing school.
A big warm welcome to all our listeners, whether you're listening from home, in the car or even in the classroom. We've got a great show lined up for you. Here's what's coming up in today's episode.
A roundup of all the latest school news, an exciting interview in our hot seat section, and of course we'll be celebrating some amazing achievements in Student Spotlight.
We have been enjoying the warm sunshine as we get closer to spring, and there has been a lot going on in school. So let's get started. Let's begin, as always, with our breaking news.
We would like to extend a huge thank you to our incredible PTA, whose continued hard work makes such a difference to our school community. The PTA raised an impressive £920.70 from the school disco alone, and continue to invest funds directly back into school life. Funding opportunities such as a new Samba band kit, materials for our wonderful Enrichment Fridays, and the Dragon Dance workshop we had. They have the Smartest Challenge Easter Egg Bingo and a visit from the Easter Bunny coming up these next few weeks, so please support where you can.
We are excited to receive our new Curiosity Choice Boards this half term. Reading at Home for All Children, Spellings in Key Stage 2 and times tables for year two upwards are important homework. We encourage all children to take part in some of the activities from the Curiosity Choice Board. Anything brought to share, they may even earn an entry into the headteacher raffle, so it's well worth having a go at something to extend learning at home.
All children have the opportunity to take part in a dragon dance workshop recently to celebrate the Lunar New Year. We learn about important parts of Chinese culture, took part in a traditional Chinese dance, and are also paraded with an incredible Chinese dragon to celebrate the occasion. Thank you again to the PTA for funding this opportunity.
World Book Day was a huge hit at Lowcroft. There were incredible outfits and a love of learning shown through the day. We had a special assembly by Miss Pearson, who reminded us about the importance of reading for pleasure. All children had the opportunity to view a gallery of carefully decorated wooden spoons that were transformed into our favourite book characters. All the children in the school were paired up with younger children, and they enjoyed a good book together in the near future to celebrate National Year of Reading classes. Will be visited to by a mystery reader who will share a favourite book with them. Get a good book and find a quiet place to read this week.
That's all for breaking news this week. Now on to our hot seat time.
In our hot seat interview this week, we welcome Sophie in Year 6. She has some very exciting news that we will mention more in the Student Spotlight section, but we wanted to bring her onto the podcast to hear more about it. Hi, Sophie.
Hi. What is your exciting news? What have you been up to?
I've been filming for GoTube Resilience in 2025 in the summer. It started on Wednesday. I was really excited when it came out because it made me really happy and I was jumping up and down. People can watch it on BBC iPlayer.
What was it like when you first found out you were going to be on Girl Troop vs Aliens?
I got really excited because it was the first like main series thing that I've actually ever been in because I've been in other series, but this one was like my main one, so I got very excited.
Can you tell us about your walk-on part and what happened in your scenes?
So I did one where I had this like blanket on me and it was like loads of badges and I had to like walk across this thing and like spin and then pose at the end, and it was really fun.
You even had a speaking line in episode 7. How did it feel to record that on set?
I was very excited because I've never had a line in anything before, and I also was a bit nervous thinking that I might do something wrong, but in the end I got it really good.
What was the most surprising or exciting thing about being on the scenes of a real TV show?
It's exciting because you get to like, it's like this tent and you get to see like your friends, and there's like the people that like do your hair and like give you the outfits you've got to wear. They like always make you laugh and you have a good time.
What was the hardest part of filming and what was the most fun part?
So the hardest part of filming was probably trying not to laugh in the tents because everyone was on set and they were all like filming everywhere. And you were like scared you might have like said something really loud and then they'd like film that on the thing and then they'd have to restart. The most fun part was probably having a line and meeting the main cast because it was like really fun to meet them.
Do you have any advice for other children who dream of acting or being on TV?
Follow your dreams and try as hard as you can as you want to be. And sometimes it can be a bit nervous, like when you like got something exciting, you can get a bit nervous about doing things, but trust me, when you actually do it, it's really fun.
Well done, Sophie. We hope that this is just a start for you, and thank you for joining us on the podcast.
You're welcome.
Each week, our Student Spotlight segment is a chance to give a shout out to any member of the team, Lowercroft, who has achieved something outside of school. If you'd like something to be given a shout out, you can send a message on Seesaw or via email to your class teacher or Mr. Roberts.
Shout out to Archie in Year 2. His team, Westbury Athletics, won 6-3 on Saturday, taking them to the top of his league. Archie scored 2 goals and he was given man of the match and will be captain for the next game.
Alicia in Year 4 took part in a gymnastics competition, recently won 2 gold medals in floor and vault. Her form was near perfect, which reflected her gold medals. She did amazing. Well done, Alicia.
Congratulations to Sophie in Year 6, who was filming last year, and the show has finally hit our screens. You can watch the series Girl Troop vs Aliens. She is in on BBC iPlayer. Sophie appears in quite a few scenes, especially in episode 7, where she has a line too. She has also been selected to sing at Haywood Civic Centre in April at the Pop 26 concert. Well done, Sophie.
Millie in Year 4 was awarded Gymnast of the Year at her club out of 240 children that attend. Each teacher was allowed to nominate one child. Her teacher has 6 classes and she chose Millie. Millie was chosen because she gives it her all, listens, takes feedback on board and improves with this. We are super proud of her. Keep it up, Millie. And that brings us to the end of this episode for the Lowercroft Primary School podcast. We hope you've enjoyed it as much as we have. A huge thank you to everyone who took part, our brilliant guests, our amazing students, and of course, you, our listeners.
Before we go, at the end of each episode, we'll be giving you a brain teaser to think about before our next episode. Last episode, the teaser was this. What has a neck but no head? The answer was, of course, a bottle. Well done if you got it.
Here's the teaser for this episode. What goes up and down but never moves? I'll repeat that. What goes up and down but never moves? If you think you know the answer, you'll have to tune in next time to find out if you're right.
Make sure to listen out for our next episode, which will be coming your way Thursday the 2nd of April. We'll have even more exciting updates, fun interviews and special surprises. We'll see you next time on the Little Croft Primary School podcast. Bye for now.